Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ariv Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rivi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So the Mishnah concluded by saying that if a person has Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai, meaning he took out the Trumas Ma'aser, that's the Truma that comes out of the Ma'aser, the 10% of the 10%, that needs to go to the Kohen and a soul cannot eat it, and then went back and got mixed up with the fruits, so Shimon Shazui says, you could go to the Amoritz and ask him, are these fruits fixed or not? And as the Gemara is going to explain later in this daf, we trust the Amoritz in that case. So the Gemara with this goes into the discussion of the sugyo of what happens if Truma Smaiser fell back into the mind. So says the Gemara, Truma Smaiser Shadmai v'chulei tani, Truma Smaiser Shadmai shechozro le'mikoimo medamat, shelo le'mikoimo eina medamat div Rabbi Lazar. So it says like this, if the Trumas Ma'aser went back to its original place, to where it was before, a person took out a Trumas Ma'aser, which means the 10% of the 10%, because 10% goes to Ma'aser, to the Levi. The Levi needs to get 10% of that to the Kohen. So that's 1% of the whole thing. And if it went back to its place, so the Rebbe Elazar tells us that is Medamas, it causes a Dimua. Dimua means mix-up, mixture, which means you have a mix-up here of Truma and Chulin together, and you're not allowed to eat it as Chulin, someone's not a Kohen is not allowed to eat it. But if it went to a different place, meaning not to its original place, the Trumas Ma'aser fell into another group of fruits, so then you're allowed to eat these fruits, and you say that it's Patel because it's only a suffix, it's only Demai, and therefore you allow it. So the Rebbe Elazar says the difference if it went back to its original place or not, and then one's going to explain what's the difference if it went back to the original place or to a new place. That was Rebbe Elazar's shita. Chachamim omrim bein l'mikoimo bein shelo l'mikoimo medamas. Chachamim machmir and say the Trumas Ma'aser d'mai, if it goes and mixed up with regular fruits, as it didn't like any other Trumas Ma'aser to mix with the fruits, and it's medamas, it's osur to someone who's not a kohen. Shimon says that it doesn't matter where it got mixed up, it does not cause a dimua, it does not cause a mixture. Says the Gemara, Boin Barchia bo kamir avzeiro. So Boin Barchia asked the question, Man doma medamas, medamas, according to Man doma that holds medamas, chachomim, I understand, they hold that we treat Trumas Ma'aser v'dmai like a regular Trumas Ma'aser, and it causes dimua, it causes a mixture. So he holds, it's never Damas, because by Demai you're more Mekel. Nicho, so according to both Shitas, we understand. But Rebbe Elazar's Shita, that if it went back to its place, it causes Dimua. If it goes to somewhere else, it does not cause Dimua. How do you explain the difference between if it went back to its place or to another place? Says the Gemara, Al Reb Chagai. Chagai came into Beis Medrash. Amin bedin hu meimar. Reb Chagai always says, Moshe, that's the Loshon Shvuah, that I know my time. I will explain the reasoning. So Reb Chagai was known to explain the reasoning, the Svara of things. So it said he's for sure going to explain it. And that's exactly what he did. Omar, Moshe, the Ono Amar Taimah. The Moshe Shvuah, I'm going to say the reason. Ma'amdor Medamas, the reason why it's Medamas when it went back to its place, she materza shirayin la'achil. It allows the rest of the fruits to be eaten. So meaning what? As the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains over here. If a person has a group of fruits, which are also be'achil, he takes out the Trumas Ma'aser out of it, so now it's allowed be'achil. Now the Trumas Ma'aser falls back in, it looks like he didn't do anything. It appears to be like nothing happened over here. It goes back to its original state. And therefore it's also. It says the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, in the case that we said it's not medamas, meaning when it fell to a different place, so there it's not. It doesn't look like you're going back to the original state. It's a new mixture. So therefore, there we go and we say the svaro that demai doesn't cause dimua. So the difference if it went back to where it was or to a new place. Says the Gemara, Rablo kado derb chagai. Rablo, it was more like this svaro of Reb Chagai according to Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara that when came a case in front of Chanino, he passed like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that you can ask the Amoritz and rely on him. He says we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Yesu v'kadeh Amshev Shazuri Yohim. Amshev Shazuri added more. He frished Tumas Meiser. And he says the Girsu here of the Vilna Goyim, v'nisifu ha'peiros. He took out Tumas Meiser. And then all the other foods got burnt. All he has left is a Tumas Meiser. That's all he has left to eat. So you can go and ask the Amoritz and eat based on what he says, because he has nothing left, so we're lenient to rely on the questioning of the Amoritz. So the Now in this case we said the halachas of Shem Shazuri. The case of Shem Shazuri is when you have the Tumas Meiser got mixed up with other fruits. You have many other fruits, and that's a small part of it. So you're allowed based on questioning of the Amoritz. Now when everything else got burnt. Says the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we had two types of questions that we asked the Amoritz. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we spoke about someone who's coming to Shabbos, he has nothing to eat, he can rely on questioning of the Amoritz. And in the end of the Mishnah, we have the story of Shimon Shazuri, that you can ask the Amoritz regarding Shumas Meiser. Says the Gemara, it's not the same question. And the Gemara goes on to explain, because as the Gemara said earlier, you don't go and ask the Amoritz directly in the first case. Because you want him to be moide, you want him to admit. So as the Gemara said before, as we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, and beginning of the Avraham daf on top, the Gemara is telling us that the way you ask the Amoritz, it trick him a little bit. You tell him, I don't suspect you, I'm not choshed you. Just because you were so busy with other buyers, you maybe made a mistake. And that's what the Amoritz will admit. Meaning, in the beginning of the Mishnah, asking him in a little bit more convoluted way, that will bring him to be more admitting because he'll feel, I'm not being suspected. That's what Gemara starts by saying, that the question is, the losha of the question is, Tamon Dir, what's the question? Loi begin da'an ha'choshed lechem, because I suspect you. El begin the zavanis menochet, tomorrow il chitim, I bought from you yesterday wheat, v'chal mis uchlusin oloch, and I saw many people surrounding you, and you're very busy. V'amai dilmo di neshiso, maybe you forgot, metakno, and therefore, I'm asking you, mitaklan avion, is it mesukkah or not? Promocho, but by here in the end of the Mishnah, you can't tell him this way. Why not? Because we want the Amoritz to know that this he treated as a d'mai. And therefore, he did Tumas Meiser. And the Tumas Meiser fell back, and we mean this is not just a regular d'mai, this is a dimua. Dimua meaning a mixture of Tumor and Chulin. Because Amoritz is very afraid of a dimua. And so Gemara says, promocho, begin the chashadatoch, I was choshed, I suspected you. V'taknisin, I did tikkun, I took out shumo. V'iskorin, and a mikre after, then it fell back in. Another gyus over here says, v'isarvin, it got mixed up. And now I'm asking you, misakin avion? And now they're asking the Amoritz, is it misukin or not, originally? Shmuel b'rei d'avyesi b'avon oman, Shmuel b'yesi explains why you're asking this way. Tani b'kapor ken eimat eimas adimua la v'uamar emes. The Amoritz is scared about dimua. So I need him to know that this is a dimua, it's meduma, that you did take a truma for here and it got mixed up. So now it's a mixture of truma and chulin. The Amoritz is scared of that, he will admit. So the beginning of the Mishnah, the way I get the Amoritz to admit is by telling him that I'm not really suspecting him. But in the end of the Mishnah, the way we get him to admit is by telling him we did suspect you, we did take a truma, it got mixed up, now it may be a dimua. Please let me know that it's not, so then I can eat it the way it is. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Lamed Hei.